Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about something that has a lot of confusion when people are talking about narcissists. They want to know, is a narcissist self-aware of what they're doing? Okay? And there's so much misinformation out there. And the only way you would know this is if you actually lived it and dealt with many narcissists. Okay? Because then you would see the pattern. But the clear-cut answer to that is yes, narcissists are very, very self-aware of what they're doing. They know that they're lying. They know that they're gaslighting. And the miscommunication in all of this, or the ignorance in all this, is people like to sit there and say, well, a narcissist, you know, they have a distorted sense of reality. They really don't know what they're doing. They live in their own world of reality. That is so far from the truth, it's not even funny, okay? That's what they want you to think. And if you're a sucker, you're going to believe that, okay? Narcissists are very, very aware. And a lot of times at the end of the relationship, a narcissist will throw out comments and say things like, well, I know I hurt you, or something like that. They will, some of them will say that. How do I know? Because I've been through it, okay? So they are aware of it. The other thing too is narcissists study you, and the reason they study you is to figure out how smart you are. Because a narcissist thinks they're smarter than you with the manipulation that they play on you, okay? And the more you don't say anything, or the more you have, you know, low boundaries, the more they feel like, you know, you're very laid back, or you're ignorant and you don't see what's going on, okay? It's like a game to a narcissist. It's basically just playing you to get what they want, okay? Now, when we talk about narcissists, keep in mind, it's not just about an ex-romantic partner. And so many people and so many influencers talk about ex-romantic partners, okay? Your relationship with an ex-romantic partner or a narcissistic partner is very different than if you dealt with a narcissist in your family. Yes, narcissists all manipulate. Yes, narcissists lie, okay? But it's a different kind of thing. Like, a narcissist in your family is not necessarily after you for some kind of supply. They're not after sex. They're not after, well, some of them could be after money. They're not after a place to live. They are all looking for praise and to be, you know, looked at as this important person and everything like that. So narcissism differs depending on your relationship to that person, okay? We have all different kinds of relationships in our lives. We have, you know, romantic relationships. We have family relationships. We have work relationships. We have friend relationships. The bottom line is this, you guys, when you deal with a narcissist, you've got to look at what their motive is. What's their motive? What are they after? Are they after praise? Are they after some kind of, you know, sexual thing? Are they after money? Are they just flat out jealous of you and they want to put you down? This you see in families or friends a lot of the time. They're not after a supply, but what they're after is to put you down, because a narcissist has a black hole of emptiness within themselves where they need to feel better, okay? They're constantly trying to fill up that black hole. And some of them are sadistic and will want to put you down because of jealousy. Understand this. A narcissist is jealous and envious, and they're also very, very insecure. So this is the root of the evil within the narcissist, that emptiness of not feeling fulfilled, okay? But they are very, very self-aware of what they do. But the difference is a narcissist will flip the blame and justify what they do and blame it on you or somebody else and say, well, you made me do that, okay? Or, you know, you fought with me all the time. That's why I cheated on you, or something along those lines. But they are not in this little, you know, fantasy of their own world, and they don't know what the truth is. They absolutely know what the truth is. And you know how you know that? Because they operate differently around different people. Certain people they know they can play with, and certain people they know they can't, okay? When they're dealing with a very shrewd person, okay, who is very savvy and understands people, they have to watch themselves in what they say or if they try to play their games, because they know that type of person will not tolerate it. They won't deal with them, okay? So some of them will actually be more transparent and, you know, try to win that person over. This is where you see periods of fake empathy and things like that, because they're trying to win that person over in order to, you know, get them on their side or something along those lines. So understand this, you guys. When you're dealing with a narcissist, and especially when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they can't be transparent, all right? They can't be transparent because they're afraid of, you know, revealing themselves. Like, you know, it's so confusing because people like to call them vulnerable narcissists because they play like they're vulnerable and everything like that. They play the victim, but they are the farthest thing from the victim. Their philosophy is you get more bees with honey. So I'm going to play, you know, the sympathy card. And their goal is to get people to side with them. Their goal is the more people that side with them, the more allies they have, the more strength they have against you. And this is why they try to make you out to be the bad guy. All right? But they most definitely know what the truth is. So understand this. When you're dealing with a narcissist, you know, a lot of times, you know how you know that they know what the truth is? Because down the road, many years down the road, if you come in contact with that narcissist, a lot of times they may say something to you like, you know I hurt you, or something like that. Or they may even, when they realize that there's no supply to get out of you, they may even tell you parts of the truth. They may not tell you the whole truth, but they'll tell you parts of the truth because they know it's a done deal, okay? Because, you know, it also makes them feel better to say something, okay? That's why we always talk about how narcissists tell on themselves, all right? This is how stupid they are, because they actually reveal what they're thinking, and they'll bring up things, and they're actually talking about themselves. They'll bring up, oh, you know, about somebody else. Oh, my friend is cheating on his wife or something like that. Meanwhile, it's them who is cheating on their wife, okay? So never, ever give a pass to a narcissist, all right? Because when you give a pass to a narcissist, they're not looking at it like, oh, I better not do this again. They're looking at it like you are a sucker, okay? You're letting them get away with things. And if you let them get away with it this time, you're going to let them get away with it next time. This is how they think. Okay? So that's why when you say to a narcissist, you better not do that again, they're basically laughing under their breath and they're going to sit there, they're going to play you and say, oh no, I would never, oh no, you know, I want this relationship, let's make it work and everything like that. What they're going to do is they're going to figure out how to manipulate you better so they don't get caught, all right? So, and the funny thing with narcissists too is the way you know also that they're not in their false sense of reality is they go to other people and sometimes they talk about how they're manipulating you. And somebody may come up to you and say, well, the narcissist was talking about you, this and that. Because to them, it's a game. They're laughing behind your back that you don't see what they're doing, okay? They're sitting there and lying to you, bold-faced lying to you, and you know they know that you know the truth, but they're still going to deny it to the point where it's going to cause cognitive dissonance in your brain where you're confused because they're lying to you, but you're seeing their actions are different, okay? But they know what they're doing. And like I said, it's the difference is they're not in a false sense of reality, but what they are in is a game, okay? It's a game. It's a game to play you, okay? Play you for something. And one of the biggest, you know, charges they get is knowing that they're fooling you, okay? Narcissists love deceit. They love to fool people, okay? Because it's an ego boost. And a lot of people say, well, why do they do that? Why can't they just be straightforward and clear? If they were straightforward and clear, would you be with them? No, okay? And they know it. Would they get what they want from you? No. So they do this in order to get things from you, okay? Or get things from other people. This is why they deceive. So narcissists, you know, in order for them to be able to manipulate somebody, they have to know what's up, okay? And they most definitely know what's up. But see, a narcissist doesn't have morals and values, okay? That's why they can lie to you. That's why they can steal from you. That's why they have criminal minds, all right? Is because they don't have any morals and values. So they justify whatever they do because in their minds, they feel this is a corrupt world, that everybody's crooked, that everybody pretty much is a cheater. Everybody is a liar. They also do all these things because they don't trust anybody. Trust is the other big issue, you guys. They don't trust anybody. So again, they're not in a false sense of reality. What they're doing is they're protecting themselves from any harm because you're dealing with a fragile ego, okay? Understand this. You're dealing with a fragile ego. You're dealing with somebody that's going to do everything they can do to protect themselves from feeling any sort of shame, okay? So they justify it in their minds and they, you know, they look at what happens in a situation and they just twist it around and say, well, I had to do this because if I didn't cheat on you, you're going to cheat on me anyway. You know, women can't be cheated or men can't be cheated. Or, you know, if I told you the truth, you would not be with me or something like that. So I had to lie, okay? But the point is, they know they're lying, okay? And when I hear people talk about this and they say, oh, well, you know, a narcissist, they're in their own, you know, little sense of reality. They don't really know what they're doing. These people don't know what the fuck they're talking about, okay? You are being played. You are being played. And the narcissist is laughing under their breath in thinking that you think they are in their own sense of reality, okay? Just because somebody is sitting there lying straight to your face, just because somebody's gaslighting you, doesn't mean they're in a fantasy world or they're oblivious to what the truth is. It's called a game to manipulate you to get whatever they're motivated to get, okay? And a lot of people will say something like, well, they're not after sex, they're not after money, So why do they play these games? Because they get a charge out of knowing that they're fooling you, and it makes them feel like they're smarter than you. They're superior. You're stupid. You don't see what they're doing. And they're laughing, I'm telling you, because I've seen them do this, okay? I've seen them sit there and you be fighting with them, and they'll be denying to the death about something. And you're sitting there saying to yourself, how could they lie? I have the proof right in front of me. How could they lie? They don't care. They don't care. They're just going to play stupid. That's part of the stupid act, like they're in their own sense of reality, okay? Don't be a sucker and believe this, okay? The minute that you see somebody trying to gaslight you and you've got the facts, or somebody lying to you and you've got the facts and they're sitting there putting on the dumb act, all right, is the minute that you disengage and say, we're done here. We're done here. You don't go back and forth with the narcissist, because that's what they like, because they love to see you sit there and defend yourself, or try to get them to see your point of view. A narcissist will never see your point of view because they never want to be wrong, okay? Even if they are wrong, they're not going to give you that credit, okay? You understand, what are we talking about? We're talking about a fragile ego, okay? That means they will lie to the end, even if you've got the facts in front of them, okay? And you'll sit there and say, well, you know, I can't believe it. You know why? Because they want to plant that seed in your mind that maybe down the road you'll say, maybe I got this wrong, okay? And a lot of times when they gaslight, they'll tell you something like, I don't recall, or I don't remember that happening. Or they'll say something like, well, you remember it wrong or something. No, you remember it right, okay? You remember it right. What they're doing is they're trying to plant that seed of doubt in you. This is what narcissists do. They plant seeds of doubt so that you question your own judgment, all right? You got to know your fucking shit. You got to know your facts. And when they come at you with this gaslighting BS, the minute you see any kind of, shady kind of shit or BS, you've got to disengage, because you're not going to get the truth out of them. And you got to accept that. You got to say, I'm dealing with a shady person here. We're done. We are done. Okay. You know, another thing you could say, but it won't get you anywhere, is, you know, unless you want to speak the truth, then there is nothing else to speak of. Okay. You and I have two ideas of what the truth is. Okay. And then just walk away. So the point is, you guys, understand this. I'm speaking from experience. I got a lot of experience under my belt, okay? I grew up around narcissists. I was married to a narcissist over 13 years. I've had other relationships with different kinds of narcissists. I know what it is, and I'm telling you right now, from life experience, okay, they know exactly what they are doing. Now, people also asked me about the self-aware narcissist. They said, well, what about the self-aware narcissist, you know, and everything like that? Let me just say this about a self-aware narcissist. First of all, narcissists don't want to ever self-reflect and look at themselves as being, you know, anything wrong with themselves. And this is why you can't fix them. And this is why narcissists 99.9% of the time do not change, because they will not self-reflect. They will not own that they did anything wrong. So if you're dealing with somebody who's a self-aware narcissist or something like that, you can bet that they're doing it for some other reason. They're getting something out of it, okay? They're getting money out of it, or they're getting notoriety out of it, okay? So nobody's going to claim that they're a narcissist. Nobody is going to claim they're a narcissist unless they're trying to get some benefit out of it, okay? Again, you guys, we're talking about manipulation, all right? Don't be a sucker, okay? I can't say this enough, all right, you guys? So a self-aware narcissist, you know, when they say, oh, self-aware narcissist, you know, they could be helped if they go in therapy or something. A narcissist in therapy is going to manipulate the therapist, okay? or they're there because they're trying to save their marriage. They have to. Their back is against the wall, and that's why they're there. They're not there to look upon themselves and say, oh, you know, maybe I am wrong, or I got to work on that. No, okay? I can't say this again. No, all right? Remember, they cannot self-reflect upon, you know, saying that they are a narcissist. That is shame. A narcissist doesn't want to face shame, okay? So, you know, like, again, I'll repeat it. Anybody who says they're a self-aware narcissist is doing it for another benefit. Money, notoriety, or their back is against the wall because they want to save their marriage. So they're, you know, pretending to, you know, change themselves, so they're in therapy for something like that. But they're still going to manipulate, and they're going to manipulate better, okay? So you got to understand what it is, okay? And there's a lot of people out there trying to, you know, make money off this kind of shit, all right? So don't be a sucker, all right? And understand, narcissists know when they're manipulating. They are not stupid, and you have to hold them accountable, or they're going to just keep playing you, okay? I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.